This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some have accused DHS of not enforcing our nation's laws. This could not be further from the truth. The majority of all migrants encountered at the southwest border throughout this administration have been removed, returned, or expelled, a majority of them.
But what about the ones who evade Border Patrol? These are known as the gotaways.
The border crisis in Eagle Pass and Piedras Negras has worsened in recent weeks because the arrival of thousands of migrants has forced the closure of an international bridge to vehicles.
We are doing everything we can within a broken system to incentivize non-citizens to use lawful pathways, to impose consequences on those who do not, and to reduce irregular migration.
Mexican soldiers supervise migration route as illegals rush U.S. border.
One of the huge caravans that crossed to Eagle Pass in the last days of December. The migrants showed us the GPS they obtained when leaving a shelter to find a distant location on the Rio Grande.
With respect to your question about the December surge, that was certainly an extraordinarily high number of encounters. It coincides with a time when Mexican enforcement was no longer implemented.
Our own military, I mean, you see it all over the internet. Oh, look at it, put the military on the border. I'm going to explain it again. We've been there, we've shot the video, it's all over the news. The U.S. military is down there facilitating and running the open border and cutting down barbed wire that the Texas Guard put up and the state police put up.
Does the Biden White House have any intention to tackle this crisis in any meaningful way in the lead up to the 2024 election?
No, on the contrary, they are suing Ken Paxton and Greg Abbott in the state of Texas for Texas's attempts to put some buoys in the Rio Grande trying to secure Texas's territorial sovereignty against the Mexican drug cartels and, frankly, Hezbollah and some radical Islamic groups that control large swaths, operationally speaking, of the U.S.-Mexico border. So they're actually, not only are they not trying to mitigate the damage, they're actually throwing fuel right into the fire, trying to make it worse.
So let's just get that straight. Oh, there's liberal groups down there running things. Yeah, you think so? NGOs, non-governmental organizations.
A group from Venezuela showed up on the doorstep here at the Red Cross recently. No one knew they were coming, and they claimed they were given the address here by agents with the Border Patrol.
Immigrant aid agencies were contacted and helped them find a place to live.
We talked to these asylum seekers who just got off the train. Everyone had heard that the United States is giving them a direct pass to cross the border.
What happens now, if you're talking about all these different people that have penetrated, all these different intelligence operatives, sleeper cells that have penetrated our southern border, what are the kind of extortion points, the pressure points that are used from within?
This morning we found out from none other than the New York Post that 1,900 migrants from Floyd Benefield are being transferred to James Madison High School tonight at 5 p.m. for an overnight stay due to inclement weather conditions. We warned about this. Floyd Benefield is susceptible to flooding, storms, winds, and etc. It's not an acceptable place to house people. But neither are our public schools. Our schools are not migrant or homeless shelters. They're places of learning for our children, paid for by our taxpayer dollars. Our children, our school community, our families should not have to bear the brunt of a migrant crisis.
Is there nothing they won't cover up? Is there any depth? Is there any low level that they won't stoop to as they go along with all of this?
Joe Biden has done a remarkable job as president of the United States. Many of us in the Democratic Party want to make sure that we aren't helping fund traffickers, that we aren't creating a humanitarian disaster.
I'm saying, you know, I need more people in my district, but just for redistricting purposes.
We have the effects of climate change, poverty, increasing level of authoritarianism, the very many challenges that are at the root cause of the displacement of people around the world.
I mean, is there any crime a Democrat leader, a senator, a House member, a president, an agency head, is there any crime that you won't go along with?
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Representatives right now dealing with the impeachment of Mayorkas, the head of DHS. MTG will join us as soon as that vote is done. The next 5 minutes or so, General Flynn joins us at the bottom of the hour on this incredible window into the incompetency of the military ruling class in this country. Everybody thinks it's so wonderful, and they're globalist almost to a man, and that is Lloyd Austin being gone for weeks and weeks and lying about it, and no one even knows if he's even not in a coma right now. So that's just how they operate, keeping everybody in the dark while they start all these giant wars. Incredibly dangerous situation. But I've got a bunch of border clips I want to play dealing with the impeachment of Mayorkas. Here's Congressman Coons, a Democrat, saying he hopes the Democrats have not created a humanitarian disaster by saying, come up here, the border's open. They have. But this is good news, because you've got to ask the question, do they have any bottom? Do they have any soul? I mean, we're talking about millions of people coming across every few months. We're talking about the federal numbers, every couple months, the size of Denver coming in. And I have all these clips, Democrats. I have more documents today I haven't even gotten to yet, where the feds admit, yeah, we're doing this for redistricting. We're doing it for Democrats to get more districts. They admit it. I've played the videos the last few days, but they admit it in documents. And they go, oh, there's no illegals voting. You know, they're not just getting the congressional districts now to go blue or create new blue districts. They are voting in federal elections. And that debate Saturday, and I'm like, hey, the illegal aliens vote. Well, only in local elections. I go, almost all local elections are on the midterm and general election ballots. So are people like Ed Krasenstein and others that uninformed? I think the answer is yes. So I told the story today. We're sitting there in these chairs right where I'm sitting, and we're about to go live 3 minutes before, and there's like a bzz, 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 bzz. I go, guys, that's your text messages coming in, because it only turns on the tower when it sends a message. Or when your phone sends a message, when you send an email or go to a video, it's a microwave relay system. And he starts laughing, and they go, microwave oven? I go, no, it's a microwave relay system. You got to keep it away from the cord. And they just laughed at me, and like, you're so stupid. Like, they don't know where electricity comes from, how you get packages of beef or chicken at the store. They don't know what fertilizer is. They don't know nothing, folks. It's not just they can't run a buck or skin a trot line or fight or shoot a gun. those of us that just grew up like this think, like, this is normal. I know how to drive a tractor. I know how to drive an 18-wheeler. I know how to fight for my life. I know how to hurt people. I don't want to. They don't have any fundamental. Like, I'm like, how's this work? Cell phones are really neat. When they came out, you know, 40 years ago, I want to learn about them. How's that? They think it's weird to know that. And they just laugh arrogantly. Oh, we can have war with Russia. Sean Penn, whoever said nuclear war is not a good thing? He said, well, it's totally survivable. Let's have one. Has he read the battle plans? Has he read all the analyses and war games? They all end horrible. I mean, we're talking end of the world. It'll make Viggo Mortensen's The Road and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome look like a cakewalk. It'll make World War II look like a happy day, happy making time. But they think we're weird because we know how stuff works. They think it's weird you know how to build a house or grow food. And they're definitely threatened by the fact you can kick ass. At the end of the day, the leftist is a weird, nerdly, cowardly creature that is angry at masculinity. So they think if you can lower masculinity, look, he's so proud of the guy coming to visit his wife who got left him. He thinks, like, swinging gets you more girls. No, it, I mean, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. And he doesn't know this is a microwave relay system. It's hilarious to him to know science. He doesn't read books on quantum mechanics. He just pretends and acts powerful, like Joe Biden, like any of these people. He doesn't want to know how things work. He doesn't want responsibility. All right, let's. I got a bunch of these clips. We're waiting for MTG. Skip the break. Let's play. Let's play the Democrat congressman saying, "I hope we're not creating a humanitarian disaster." Now they want to act like they didn't do it. Then let's play clip 4. Clip 8 and 9 are people angry. They're throwing kids out of their public schools, middle schools, high schools, for illegal aliens. They say, don't worry, you can learn from home now. Let's play that. And then I've got more here. Clip 18 with the press secretary. Here it is.
Many of us in the Democratic Party want to make sure that we aren't helping fund traffickers, that we aren't creating a humanitarian disaster in our hemisphere and at our southern border. We disagree between Republicans and Democrats about what policies will most likely achieve that outcome. But there is a broad awareness that the huge numbers of folks who are transiting Central America and coming through Mexico to our southern border is just not sustainable.
However, I want to close by reminding everyone that we're here today not only because House Republicans are determined to hold Secretary Mayorkas accountable, but because more than 200 House Democrats voted on November the 13th to refer articles of impeachment to our committee. We're now acting in a bipartisan way, I suppose, in taking up those very articles.
How does it feel that you can kick all the kids out of school tomorrow? How does it feel? You feel good? I hope you feel good. I hope you all sleep really well tonight.
Why are you yelling at them?
Because I have a right to. That's why. Because I'm an agitated mother. That's why.
Stop right there. So you pay property taxes for a public school, and they announce the kids aren't going to school now. They're being taken out to learn from home with a computer controlling them, and the illegal aliens are being brought in to get God knows what with them. That's the game plan, baby. That's the New World Order. And it's just getting started. We already saw this in Europe. Let's hear from the press secretary about what she thinks about the border.
What is happening at the border is something that's been happening for decades, and we need to address it.
Yeah, it's like having a scratch, and now they cut your leg off. Yeah, we've been bleeding for a long time, but now we're really, 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 really bleeding. And it's a bunch of incompetent, mentally ill people. Take a look at them right here. Lloyd Austin, Joe Biden, who then convince themselves it's all part of some larger plan, how they're defeating America while they try to use America to dominate the world. These are disgusting criminals. Look at this. Federal documents. Arizona allows non-citizens to vote in federal elections. Hot air. And then hot air shows screenshots of the documents on the federal website. A person is not required to submit proof of citizenship with the voter registration form, but further, to do so means the person will only be eligible to vote federal elections known as being federal-only voter. A federal-only voter will become eligible to vote full ballot in a federal, state, county, or local election if he or she later provides valid proof of citizenship to appropriate county recorder official. And that's the federal government on that. Here's more of the documents. Important information on proof of citizenship. And it goes on to say, you don't need it to vote. And we already know all this. But let's play that clip from the debate Saturday where they're like, oh, illegals aren't voting. I go, in local elections? Oh, well, that, but what's wrong with that? And I go, yeah, but then they can vote in all the other.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bae.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bae.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
He can portray that in the movie that he's making, but he can't play victim. He broke federal law by evading the subpoena that we had sent to him. His attorneys negotiated with our committee, with Oversight Committee, on when he would come in. On the very day he was supposed to show up for his deposition, he went and had a press conference on the Senate side of the Capitol because Eric Swalwell had set it up and made the reservation for him to do that. And we're investigating Eric Swalwell for colluding with Hunter Biden to break federal law. So these are very serious crimes. And, Alex, I want to go a step further. I'm on the Oversight Committee right now. I just stepped out. We're having votes on our contempt of Congress charge against him. But the reason why he ran out of the room when I started speaking to him is because I was going to bring up the Mann Act violations that we have evidence of him committing. That's human trafficking. Hunter Biden, and we have all the evidence, not only on his laptop, but we have it in bank reports in the Treasury, and we have bank statements to prove it, and evidence, because he uploaded the evidence on porn sites where he paid prostitutes, flew them across state lines, and then had sex with them and uploaded the evidence onto porn sites. He didn't want me to address them with that. Also, he did not want to hear my words bringing up how he has literally broken the law, violating, he never registered as a foreign agent, but took payments and millions of dollars on behalf of his father as selling out his father's political power. This is the most corrupt family in United States history. And we saw that Hunter Biden is nothing but a coward today, and he was terrified of me, and he ran out of the oversight room so it wouldn't be caught on their little camera that they had duct taped to some sort of device that they were filming him today.
Well, that's my next question. What did he think he would do, not showing up at the first hearing, doing a stunt, and then now showing up, and as soon as you ask him a serious question, he turns and runs? I mean, and he looked like he was on a lot of cocaine, like Tony Montana at the end of Scarface.
He did. He looked like he was on drugs. His eyes were very wild. He shifted his eyes a lot. I think he's trying to play the victim of Republicans, but he can't play the victim. The Trump family, Eric, Don Jr., Ivanka, they all had to come in, and they sat for these subpoenas and were questioned for over 8 hours each by Democrats here on Democrat-controlled committees. The Trump family obeys the law. And that's the clear difference in the Biden family. And Hunter Biden has a serious history of drug use. I don't know if he was on drugs today, but I definitely question it. And it was evident in his behavior and the way he looked.
Well, I mean, you can't be blamed for saying he's probably on drugs. He's a known crackhead. The media yelled at him as he left. What's his favorite crack? I know you got to go. Join us again soon. But in closing, what comes next for Hunter Biden? And then just a quick take on, what do you make of Lloyd Austin? Weeks and weeks missing, lies, nobody in command of the nuclear codes. I mean, this scandal's really got people's attention, finally, and it should. While there's all these wars going on, and they're asleep at the switch, runaway train, an airplane with no pilot. I mean, the analogies are legion. What's next for Hunter and then Lloyd Austin?
Well, I'll tell you right now, today we'll be voting on the committee to hold Hunter Biden in contempt. Then we have to have a vote on the House floor. We have the votes for that. But as far as Lloyd Austin is concerned, that's one of the most dangerous things that has happened, but it shows you the Biden administration is not capable of the power that they are holding right now. The lack of communication with the Secretary of Defense is unforgivable. That should be in communication every single day. At all hours of the day, there should be communication between the Secretary of Defense and the President and many others because of the important, very powerful job that he holds. And as this administration and others are trying to move us towards World War III, Alex, they want the war in the Middle East. They want the war with Iran. The fact that Lloyd Austin was laid up in ICU and his staff was lying about it means that every single one of them should be fired. Lloyd Austin should be removed from his position immediately. And I would argue that others should be fired because of the fact that they all covered it up. This is a town where there are no secrets. The secrets are not kept. And the fact that they're all pretending they didn't know he was in ICU, I think that's another lie. I think they did know, and they're trying to put blame on him or put blame on others. I think we have a serious problem, Alex. We're living in some of the most dangerous times in our country's history. And I'll tell you something, it's going to get worse. It is absolutely going to get worse the closer we get to November 2024. They're calling me. I got to run, go vote. And thank you for all that you do. And I hope I can come back on your show soon.
As soon as you can, let us know. Thank you. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Go back to that video of him in the stupid face mask and the officers. These are clowns, people, doing a psyop to scare the public. Oh, it's not enough to wear a mask or two masks or three masks. Wear a face visor. And then now he's in the ICU from a bacterial infection. It's a clown show. It's a joke. All right, General Flynn is set to join us. I did not even plug the last 2 hours. I need to redefine our operation. I have extended free shipping for a couple days. And products are up to 60% off just because I've been so busy. I haven't been able to go change the stuff. But a bunch of products are selling out. In fact, I've got a list. You're asking for a list. We have the new product, Next Level Foundational Energy. This is not a stimulant. It's beyond a stimulant. It energizes your cells, cleans them out. So many people have an issue with being able to process the different compounds that we absorb from, like, spinach. He's strong to the finish. He eats his spinach. Pop out a Sailor Man. That's folic acid. Well, most people can't break it down fully. This is the broken-down form of it for your cells. Methylfolate with B-complex. Next Level Foundational Energy. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the highest quality D3 to turbocharge your immune system. Number one cause of viral infections and replication is lack of D3. Your skin makes it with the sun, or in the winter you don't get it. That's why most illnesses in the winter. Get vitamin D3 and boost your immune system now with the highest quality info on the InfoWar. Winter sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. And then once you're on foundational, next level foundational energy, then you take 10-hour clean energy turbo force when you need it. And boy, is it powerful. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. With Ultra 12, with VasoBeats, with so many other amazing products that are awesome. We make great products. The very best is we want you to get a great result. So you support the broadcast, you get empowered, and you come back and want it again. X2 selling out in the next week or so. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we're selling out of InfoWars Platinum product, HGH Max Boost. It's a private label of a nationwide already bestseller that naturally boosts your body's growth hormone. That is the fountain of youth. HGH Max Boost is selling out. And despite that, it's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping. So get HGH Max Boost now, upgraded, even stronger, 2.0, at InfoWarsStore.com. HGH Max Boost at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, I really wanted to get General Flynn on. He's very busy. He's only on for like 15 minutes on Austin because he used to have the Defense Intelligence Agency through the National Security Advisor. How big is it to have head of the Defense Department just disappear for weeks and lie about it? Because that could be a coup right there. Who knows who the Secretary of Defense is? We'll talk about it with a great patriot. What an amazing interview in studio last week. General Flynn, straight ahead. Stay with us. January
February 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we're connecting General Flynn right now on the Lloyd Austin crisis, which just shows runaway train, nobody piloting the plane, into the side of a mountain. It's really got the public's attention. It should. People at least know. You can't have the Secretary of Defense missing for weeks into a black hole and all these lies of Congress. It just shows that we don't even know who's running the government right now.
So we're getting General Flynn on right now. But I wanted to play this clip to illustrate who's bragging how they control the governments. You can say, well, this is Klaus Schwab a couple years ago with David Gergen exaggerating his power. No, he says we penetrates half the cabinets. And if you look at Brazil and Germany and France and the UK and Sweden and, hell, the U.S. and Canada, more than half the people on the cabinet are WEF alumni. And they're following the policies. I mean, they say you will eat the bugs a couple years ago, and dozens of top manufacturers are forcing it into the batter on fried chicken you buy. Cereal you eat. It's just full tilt. We're going to get rid of the cows in the Netherlands. Boom, it happens. We're going to cut nitrogen's fertilizer 30%. It happens. They're the mouthpiece of BlackRock and the ESG and the New World Order. So, yeah, they are penetrating the cabinets. And that's who we got to deal with. And people say, well, the Chinese are the worst, or Israel, or all these foreign governments are involved meddling in our politics. But BlackRock controls 88% of world money and investments. And they are the ones establishing the cash society. You can talk about Larry Fink all day and, you know, what his, you know, background is. Whatever. I'm identifying who's taking over. We can debate all day what group it is. Let's just oppose it taking over. And we can get people behind that. So here's David Gergen with Klaus Schwab talking about who's hijacked our cabinets.
But what we are very proud of now is the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina, and so on. So if we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. Or even more half of this cabinet are actually young global leaders of the World Economic Forum.
All right, General Flynn, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former National Security Advisor to President Trump, graciously on a busy schedule, joins us for just 15 minutes to talk about Lloyd Austin. Now, I've been covering this since last Friday when it broke. If people that don't know military doctrine, I'm not a former top general. You know, though, he's number two in the nuclear football. And it's a big deal when a president or a defense secretary or even a top general goes in, they got to vet who's under them. And I looked it up. Three deep under him are political scientists, not even engineers or actual military men or women. So this is so dangerous, and they've lied to us every step of the way. So I couldn't think of a better guest to explain why this is such an issue than General Flynn. General, I would imagine, I never asked you this, if you went in for some surgery, we have the Defense Intelligence Agency, which is senior, but not even at the highest level, but next highest level, you would get in court-martialed if you didn't tell Congress and didn't have people confirmed under that, just under constitutional issues. Talk about a coup. This is just like bureaucratic idiocy or coup by incompetence, or what would you call this, General Flynn?
I would call it extremely dangerous to our national security. I mean, first of all, Alex, thanks for letting me come on for a few minutes here, and I appreciate you and your audience's patience with me. You know, when I moved as head of Defense Intelligence Agency, I moved probably with, you know, there was 25 people at a minimum that knew where I was moving, what I was doing. The Secretary of Defense has about 300. He cannot move. He cannot do anything without approximately 300. And that's being conservative, knowing what he's up to and communications over to the White House, communications to the Department of State, communications to the intelligence community when the Secretary of Defense moves, because he's got not only access, but he's got decision-making authorities for so much. That's number one. Number two, what's clearly happening is the White House is throwing Austin under the bus. Biden will probably back him, but that's only for now until I think more and more pressure comes to bear. You know, the other thing, just for people in your audience to know, as a national security advisor, I was also read in on the basically the the football, the nuclear football. I sat right there with President Trump when we got briefed on the whole thing, and we had the full lay down of all of the rules and requirements, and the people that are involved in that, and the Secretary of Defense is one of them. This is so outrageous that not even his undersecretary, his deputy secretary knew. I mean, so what this is telling us is that we've got a group of people that are running the national security for our country, foreign and domestic, and I want to emphasize domestic, that are so dangerous and so unaware of their global responsibilities. You know, at the same time that Secretary Austin was out of commission, we were attacked in the Middle East. We were under attack in the Middle East. Many of our ships, many of our men and women who are serving over there, probably at least a dozen times, if not more, during this past week when he was, quote unquote, out of commission. And of course, the deputy secretary wasn't even aware. So when our men and women are under attack out there, and I mean, these are big things. We're talking about missiles being fired at our ships at sea. This is just incredible. So, like I said, the Secretary of Defense cannot move without and cannot do anything without about 300 people knowing where he is supposed to be at any given time. And that's everything from security to communications packages to the ability to launch nuclear weapons if and when required. I mean, this is so. We're in a place now, and I caught the very tail end of what you were talking about there with Klaus Schwab, because I always like to bring it back around to this global alliance that's formed against the United States of America. When they see weakness, when they see a big piece of rare prime rib in the water, these sharks start to swirl around it. Man, for the last 3 years, we've had nothing but red meat and blood circling in the waters with the sharks, and those sharks are in the likes of people like Klaus Schwab, the Chinese Communist Party, the Russians, Iran. I mean, we are looking at a global alliance that is formed against the United States of America, and it represents roughly now about 70 to 75% of the world's population. So these are not small things. These are not small matters. And when somebody like Secretary of Defense Austin goes out of commission and nobody knows it, that's baloney. Alex, and your audience knows it. Everybody knows it. Now, the next big question is who and when will somebody be held accountable? When will these people be held accountable? That's what the American people.
And my next question to you is, we don't even know who's in charge. And by the way, I was going to use the blood in the water with sharks, and then you use the rib in the water. I mean, this with the Taiwanese election about to happen, with the coup in Poland. This is in non-war time. This would be incredibly dangerous. Just doctrinally, yeah. I'm not a general, and I know this is a cardinal failure of leadership of somebody who could advise the president for nuclear war, and then his next in command wasn't told he was having surgery. She just stayed on vacation. The people under her aren't even military people. They're a bunch of politicos. This is frightening.
This is very frightening. These are a bunch of politically appointed people, and frankly, I've known Lord Austin for many, many years, and he is way out of his league right now. And we, you know, you always heard your audience will remember that, you know, they always say, well, you know, we need to get the adults back in the room. Well, I'm going to tell you what, we got major problems, folks. We do not have any adults. We don't have anybody in the room. In fact, they're not even there. They're missing in action. Never mind the fact that the Secretary of Defense was not only missing, but, you know, you could use the acronym AWOL, right? Absent without leave. So many men and women that serve in our military.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
President of the United States, prior to the 2020 election, they praised Build Back Better. What that means, Alex, and what that means to your audience is that means that they have to destroy everything, and then they are going to build it back better in their image. This is a globalist agenda. It is a globalist phrase. Words matter. Their actions matter. When you see people like Barack Obama and his wingman, Eric Holder out yesterday, when you see these guys out making statements and doing big speeches, you know that they are afraid that they've been busted. We have got to keep busting them. We have got to keep exposing them. We've got to keep reminding the American people that we are in a fight for the struggle of this country. And it is really globalism, sort of the globalists out there, these globalist elite represented by the Klaus Schwabs of the world and people who are just, I would call them American patriots. You know, I love the phrase that General Ulysses S. Grant, you know, basically said, there's only two parties in this country. Those are patriots and traitors. And that's the way I feel right now talking to you.
No, I agree. I know you've got to go, but just in closing, as negative as this is, it's really finally caught people's attention that the Secretary of Defense is talking to the White House, so they're lying, and they lied about everything, and they didn't tell the White House, and they've got an adjunct that doesn't even know what she's doing and has no military background, basically, and it's just another political hack. For people to, because we've always admired our military. We know it's one of the best examples, you know, of American culture, and my family brought me up to love the military, and you're a great example of that. But just to sit back and realize that at the tops of our military, closing comment, I know you don't have a number on this, but how, I know they give them papers, they find out who's a globalist, they mainly promote people that are globalist. How many do you think of the top staff of the military are fully on board with the globalists, and just how many are mailing it in, and how many patriots we got?
You know, we have 2 many 4-stars, but we have, you know, I think the number's somewhere between 300 and 400, or maybe closer to 400 4-stars. We had like, you know, at the height of World War II, we had probably like 25 at World War II, and we were fighting the hordes in the Pacific and in Europe. And, you know, we have hundreds of 3 and 4-stars. I would say of that number, we're probably looking at about 75 to 80% that have drank the Kool-Aid. And that's scary. That's a scary thought. I would say, and I believe this because I talked to enough of them, the rank and file still matter. And the rank and file are the ones that sort of down in the bowels of the deck plates there. And they are still running the engines of our military. And, you know, and given the right leadership, they will rise to the occasion. But we've got to, like our federal government, our military is going to require a cleansing and a reculturalization that is designed and purposely tasked to fight and win our nation's wars, you know, if and when called, right? And the key word there is to win. I mean, we have got to stop participating in these endless wars, Alex. And people like Austin, he's not the guy to lead it. That's very clear after this past week. And frankly, who he allowed to be his deputy, who has no business being running any part of the Department of Defense.
Well, I mean, look, I just sit here as somebody that studies history. I'm not in the military, but I study. I talk to experts like you. They can try to dominate America and purge the military with wokeism, but then it weakens the military. And then even if they're evil people like Stalin against Hitler, they were both evil, they've got to know the adversaries see that as weakness. So they're so focused on Americans and civil war and beating Trump that they're going to lose to the whole world to more serious adversaries because they're such lightweights. I mean, they really do seem like they're mailing it in.
Now, the global, you talk about this, but there's a global alliance that's formed against us. And you know, you can put an acronym to it, the BRICS plus five. Now it may be the BRICS plus 20 in the next 3 or 4 months. I mean, this is representative of, like I said, I'm not kidding, like 75 to 80% of the global population of nation states that are now formed against us because they smelled blood in the water and they took advantage of it. As soon as they saw this administration start to act the way that they were going to act, and they've been acting. And this latest calamity of errors by our Secretary of Defense just reinforces to our enemies and our adversaries that they're on the right path. They're on the track to take this country over. And trust me, folks, trust me, audience. This is not, I'm not kidding. This is not a politics as usual. We're going to turn this thing around in another election. We got big problems, and people better wake up.
No, I agree, but here's an analogy you got to go. Imagine you're driving down the highway at 70 miles an hour in a bus, and you look up, and there's no bus driver. And then for 2 weeks, there's no bus driver. Well, it wrecks just the people on the bus get hurt. This is nuclear weapons, our entire military, all these wars, and they won't even tell us where the person was. It shows that they are disconnected and just arrogant and need to be relieved from command.
And desperate. And they're desperate. I think that some of these people are desperate, and they do need to be relieved. They need to be relieved, but they're not. Don't expect accountability from this administration. Don't expect accountability from this Department of Justice. Don't expect accountability from the people over in the Department of Defense. They are not going to hold themselves to account. They are not. These people are. They are purposeful. They are intentional. And I want Americans to realize this. This is a form of a. Well, but this is what I say now, Alex. We are either going to be the United States of America, or we're going to become the United Socialist States of America, and that means communism with American characteristics. And that's the direction that we're heading if we don't wake up and get people to understand that everybody's got to play a role here in basically the retaking of our country. And we do that. We have to do that peacefully. We have to do that constitutionally. We have to do that through our elected officials. But we have to place new demands, and everybody out there that has a skill or a talent needs to step into a new role. And the destiny of this country is going to be determined by the people that I'm speaking to right now. Whatever it is that you can do for this country, like JFK said, it's not what, you know, the country can do for you. It's what you can do for this country. And right now, people need to stand up and start thinking about what more they can do for this country.
Well, I'm somewhat of a, you know, people watcher, and I can say this has really captured people's attention, because we give this mythical thing to the military, and a lot of times, you know, it's true, but just to show that he's asleep at the switch, and no one will say who did it. So I say both Biden and Austin should be taken out of office, because it's insane. The guys over the nuclear football are both completely out of their minds, and who knows what's going to happen to Austin. We're not even knowing what's – I heard he was, like, deathly ill from this infection.
We don't know. Oh, this guy's taking all the vaccines, likely. He's you know, he's probably done it a couple of times. I mean, that's another aspect that we haven't touched on, but that's, you know, that's for a conversation for another day. The health of this man, who knows what the health of this man is? Who knows where he's at? Have you seen him? I haven't seen him step to a podium yet to even say that I'm in charge of the Department of Defense. Don't worry about it. You know, the buck stops with me, at least here at this level.
That's right. When Reagan got shot, there was instantly a demand about who was in charge. And now people need to realize that in Russia, maybe you don't know who's in charge. But in a free country, you do. GeneralFlynn.com, they can find your new book on fifth generational warfare and AI, GeneralFlynn.com, and on Twitter at General Flynn. We'll get this video out soon. We're live right now. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yep, God bless, Alex. Thank you.
God bless you. Yeah, I don't have words to describe how dangerous this is. I mean, this is complete insane asylum behavior. I mean, look, my wife's out of town visiting her dad, who had a heart attack again and the rest of it. So I got a nanny for like 6-7 hours a day. She goes, I got to get there. And imagine if I got there and the nanny leaves, and then she goes to take the bathroom, and she comes back out. I'm gone for hours. She's 6 years old. She's panicked. But at least there's not nuclear weapons at my house. Imagine. You get off the school bus, and you go in your house, your mommy and your daddy are gone. And I'm not saying the military's our mommy and daddy. I'm saying they got the nuclear weapons. It's all going on. It's one thing for them to oversee the destruction of the border and all the rest of it, but now they won't even, they don't care. They're scum. Because evil people are incompetent. And they've hired incompetent people to destroy the country, but they want to control it. Now, you can't have that attitude. You can't, like, halfway strangle somebody underwater. You go all the way. And so they just don't care. And Lloyd Austin's a piece of crap. Biden's a piece of crap. All of them are pieces of crap. All right, the war room's coming up. Owen's got a week off deserved. I think it's Harrison Smith doing it, right? So in about 3 minutes, we got a break. And Harrison Smith's going to be doing the war room. I'm going to take all these amazing clips today with MTG, General Flynn, Jack Posobiec, off the chart and stuff, man. That guy's like, talk about telling the future. That's all going to go on X. You heard Flynn. We've got an opportunity right now while Musk is doing this. Whether you want to say about Musk to really fight him, you got to make this stuff go viral now. We're in such a danger zone, but God's given us a chance, this critical point, to take the country back, because we're paying attention. We're not sleeping on the job. We're working hard. We're doing our study. We're engaged. We're not, you know, screwing around here. It's like when I'm going to go out of town for a week. I tell them the week before I'm going out of town. Get this guest host. This is what I want. This is a media show. This is a not nuclear weapons with all these wars going on. All right, I'm going to break in 20 seconds. Free shipping has to end the next few days. Double Patriot points. Next Level Foundational Energy. Infowarsstore.com. We're selling out of HGH Max Boost. We've got Turbo Force back in stock. It's all discounted. But these sales, I've been so busy. I actually got the new sales here, but I haven't had time to read them to you yet. 40% off Winter Sun, 25% off Turbo Force Plus, 25% off X2 selling out, 40% off Vasilbin selling out, 40% off DNA Force Plus selling out, 40% off Ultra 12, 50% off Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off Dino Sleep Support, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.